Lawrence Fox, counterculture icon. When my son Hunter Stark called woke BBC audience member racist for insisting he has white privilege. By Kurt Zindelka on September 3, 2022. Lawrence Fox, star of Breitbart's first foray into the world of scripted movies. My son Hunter was a darling of the entertainment industry in Britain until he spoke out against the woke mob and called a BBC audience member racist for branding him a white privileged male. Lawrence Fox, the son of acting legend James Fox, King Rat, performance, and scion of the illustrious Fox acting family, rose to the heights of the British acting industry. Starring as Detective Sergeant James Hathaway in the hit Inspector Morse spin-off Lewis for 9 seasons and going on to play a leading role in the Netflix mystery thriller White Lines. Despite his success as an actor and musician, Fox has all but been blacklisted since January of 2020, when he appeared on the BBC's flagship current affairs panel show Question Time. In his appearance, he shot down claims from an audience member who asserted that Meghan Markle's treatment in the British tabloids was a result of her mixed-race heritage. For this, an audience member chastised Fox for being a white privileged male. "Oh God," an exasperated Fox lamented. "I can't help what I am, I was born like this, it's an immutable characteristic. So to call me a white privileged male is to be racist. You're being racist." One of the dangerous things about throwing racism around in this country, which we're doing a lot at the moment, is that people become so conscious of it that things like the Manchester grooming scandal get ignored. We should not call someone racist just when they don't agree with you, he added. The appearance caused a Twitter meltdown among the woke left, and hundreds of complaints flooded into the British broadcasting regulator Ofcom. The calls for his head were soon granted, with his acting agency Artists' Rights Group, ARG, and his management team Authentic Talent unceremoniously dropping him over the supposed scandal. Fox didn't go quietly into the night, however, as he used the opportunity to launch his own anti-woke political party, Reclaim, and challenged leftist Sadiq Khan in last year's London mayoral elections. He has continued fighting the war for free speech in Britain with his Bad Law Project, through which he has already exposed police using their limited time to arrest a veteran for sharing a meme on Facebook rather than dealing with proper crimes. And now he will make a triumphant return to acting, cast as the wayward Hunter Biden in the upcoming Robert Davi-directed Breitbart production My Son Hunter, available for pre-order now. Speaking to Breitbart News Network, Fox said that obviously when I was cancelled, it was devastating to me having worked so long as an actor. But now there's so little that's made that one would want to be in, it's all so average in a lot of ways. The irony is that the woke movement wants to see an end to art, like communism does, it hates art. Those artists that are silent will also lose their jobs in the end, but they won't take their dignity with him, he said. Free expression means more than any paycheck, without free speech we aren't alive, we are waiting to die. Fox said that with companies such as Breitbart entering into the entertainment business that there is hope to turn the cultural tides, though he noted that money alone won't solve the problem, saying that the reason My Son Hunter is a good film is because it had a good director, Robert Davi. This is the beginning of a counterculture. Of what culture should be, it's not just parroting the woke ideology. My Son Hunter will premiere on September 7, 2022. On mysonhunter.com and is available for pre-purchase now. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. It's available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7. The trailer has already been viewed over 2 million times across social media. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.